from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway has been summoned to appear before a congressional committee next week to answer questions about the deal he reached with pro-Palestinian protesters. He's likely to face hostile questioning from members of Congress, and his answers will be closely scrutinized for how Rutgers is dealing with Jewish students who say they don't feel safe on campus. After being accused of not speaking out more forcefully against ongoing pro-Palestinian demonstrations across college campuses in the U.S., including at Princeton and Rutgers, President Biden continues to reiterate his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions. He says peaceful protest is protected, not violent protest.
Violent attacks, destroying property, is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. And we are not a lawless country.
The president made his comments Tuesday during a speech at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony. New Jersey news made possible by College Hunks hauling junk and moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks hauling junk and moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. A new warning for New Jersey smartphone users looking to charge up in a public place.
Federal officials have shared safety tips when using public USB charging ports for phones and other devices. Juice jacking is a term for hackers loading malware onto such charging stations, which could then force access to electronic devices as they charge. The FCC has said it was not aware of any confirmed instances of it happening, but the commission still advises using AC power outlets and carrying backup power banks as a more secure option. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a man and a woman were found dead in a Clayton apartment Tuesday evening. Investigators ruled it a murder-suicide. Police officers responded to a domestic incident and the sound of gunfire around 7 p.m. The woman's son tells Fox Philadelphia that his mother went to the apartment to get personal belongings from her boyfriend's home before the shooting. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The sun is out. Is it sticking around? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. With this morning's showers and thunderstorms now in the rearview mirror, we look ahead to our other big weather story today. A big surge of warmth and humidity this afternoon, feeling like summertime, with most highs in the lower to mid 80s, closer to 70 along the coast. The sun's coming out and it's turning breezy this afternoon too. Increasing clouds tonight, lows around 60, and tomorrow we get wet again. Scattered pockets of rain throughout your Thursday. It'll be mostly cloudy and cooler. Highs generally in the 60s tomorrow, cooler 50s to the northeast, 70s are a possibility to the southwest tomorrow. Friday is looking cloudy and cool with spotty showers and drizzle around, high temperatures stuck in the 50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Weather brought to you by MyPillow. The $25 extravaganza is going on now. Get a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows for just $25. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-315-0584 and use promo code JERSEY for free shipping on orders over $75 today. And right now in Rockaway, it's 75, Franklin 75, Beach Haven 65. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.